As we suggest in the opening section, there is an art and science to gaining agreement. The art is building the belief that you have earned the right to ask. The science is knowing how and when.
As you'll hear in this message, when this step is viewed as a strategy to get people to say yes, it runs counter to genuine collaboration. Integrity communication is simply asking for a commitment at the right time. When you've clearly understood people's needs, presented a solution that they like, and worked through any problems or concerns they have, you have earned the right to ask for a commitment that brings closure to the discussion.
With these thoughts in mind, here are the commit action guides. Number 1. Ask opinion questions. Number 2. Listen to and reinforce each response. Number 3. Be responsive to commitment signals. Number 4. Ask for an appropriate commitment.
As you'll recall from the seminar session, opinion questions help you get opinions so you'll know exactly where people are in the decision process. Here's an example. What other questions or concerns do you have at this time? You'll design your own questions that fit the unique situations you experience with others. As you ask these questions and get responses, listen with an open mind so you can clearly understand what they're saying to you. You may often get completely new objections at this point, concerns others haven't previously mentioned. Maybe it's a real concern. Often it's one thrown out simply to avoid making a decision. The best way to handle these concerns is to go back to the process we discussed under the negotiate step. Acknowledge, clarify, respond.
If you've done a very good job of understanding what their needs are and matching what their needs are with what you have to offer, and you've built your credibility and they understand who you are, and they've maybe even gone out and validated, or you've done the explanation, done some validation, and they close themselves anyway.
That's why the second action guide is important. When our mouths are open, our ears are likely not. But if we're listening properly, even at this stage of the process, we can recognize when others are saying, "I'm sold." The third action guide is be responsive to commitment signals.
Things like, "Wow, this is really interesting. Wow, I didn't know that about this product. Tell me more about how it works." These are signals that they're interested.
If you see them face to face, they usually have a smile on their face because they're excited. "I found the solution. I know this can really work for us." Lots of times they're excited. You can tell that in their tone of voice, too, not just if you get to see them, get to see their smile. They usually ask you, too, "What's our next step? I'm ready." Sometimes they're very forward, and you just know that that's exactly what they want to do.
It's worth repeating that you'll want to key your communication to your person's behavior style just as you have with the previous Aid, Inc. steps. As you listen to responses and ask for commitment to action, expect different reactions and responses from different styles. Talkers will often need help in making final decisions. They want everyone to like them. They'll find it difficult to say no to you. They probably won't directly say no, but will stall or avoid your calls. Make sure you have everyone involved who will support talkers in their decisions. Doers like to make decisions once they feel they have all the information they need. Basically, for doers, you want to say, "Here are the benefits that I can bring to you. All I need is your approval, and I'll take care of the details from you." They like this attitude from you. Controllers need to review, analyze, and compare. Ask if they have all the information they need to do that, and if they're not ready to make a decision, be respectful of their position and ask them a non-threatening question about the time frame. Don't expect impulsive, emotional decisions from them. Supporters will find it difficult to make decisions that involve a lot of change. Too much change frustrates them. You must make their decision to purchase your service seem consistent with their thinking, comfort zone, and need for predictability. Take as much pressure off of them as you can. Be sure to understand their time frame. Usually, it isn't to make a decision quickly.
Certainly, knowing what style someone might be and adapting and adjusting our communication to them shows respect to them. It builds rapport, it builds that relationship. But at the end of the day, it puts the focus where it needs to be, where it belongs. That's on the client. To me, that's the most valuable piece of behavior styles.
The final action guide asks for an appropriate commitment and some kind of actionable step at the right time. Studies have shown that up to 2/3 of the time, people don't ask for any type of commitment. Let's talk about natural emotions we can experience when it's time to ask for a commitment. Many people do very well up to the point of asking for a decision, only to freeze and find themselves unable to ask. This behavior can happen for several reasons. Maybe they haven't focused on the value they can create. Instead, they're overly concerned with the possibility that the person will say no. In a sense, it's asking for commitment. When we believe that we can create value for others and we can feel a professional responsibility to help as many people as possible, we have confidence in asking for decisions. We're not asking people to do something for us. We're asking them to do something for themselves.
You know, based on the amount of listening you've done and the feedback you've gotten from your client, that this is what they need. They've told you that over and over if you've gone through the process. So when it comes time at the end, it's seamless and it's easy. You know the answer before you ask the question.
If you've earned trust, established rapport, discovered the important needs, and demonstrated the right solution, you've earned the right to ask for an appropriate commitment. As we wrap up this message, we'd like to congratulate you for practicing each of the 6 AID Inc. steps. Let's summarize this message with these thoughts. Number 1, asking for a commitment is a natural conclusion when the approach, interview, demonstrate, validate, and negotiate process has been followed. Number 2, if people aren't ready to commit, you need to realize that you haven't successfully completed one or more of the prior steps. Number 3, you don't always have to go through all of the steps of AID Inc. in order to successfully conclude. People must go through them before they are ready to make a decision. Number 4, you should always be ready to ask for a commitment that brings closure to the discussion. Only ask for a commitment when people are ready to take the next step. Number 5, if there is reluctance on your part to ask, it is important to understand why you might be hesitant to ask for an appropriate commitment.
Let me emphasize once more that as a professional, you don't view this in ways that have been taught in the past or experienced by many of us on the receiving end of high-pressure tactics. You view this step as a time when everyone wins. Others win because you've created more value for them than beyond that provided by your solutions or services. You win because your success is determined by the amount of value you create. If you go back to the Integrity Communication Statement of Values and Ethics, you'll see the connection. When you conclude with integrity, there's a mutual exchange of value. And when you do, you should celebrate. You're a true professional.